From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached President Park Geun-hye clashed with police in Seoul Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally remove her from office, all the result of a corruption scandal. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came in the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. Six U.S. states are challenging President Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. The state of Hawaii filed the first suit. Five other states banned it together, including Washington state.
There are two key provisions that we believe are still subject to that temporary restraining order, that injunction. So, number one, the ban on refugees. That, of course, was in that original order. Virtually the identical language is in place for the revised order. Our view is the restraining order, the injunction, applies equally to the ban on refugees coming into the United States. And number two, what's now a six-nation ban rather than a seven-nation ban on travel to the United States.
And that is Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who says the states have a solid legal argument to fight the ban. The president's new immigration order is narrower than the original version, but Ferguson said that does not mean that it's cured of its constitutional problems. And Washington state is in the west coast of the United States. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has accused the Central Intelligence Agency of devastating incompetence after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Earlier this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. During a live stream news conference, Assange said he would work with technology companies.
Hearing these calls from some of the manufacturers, we have decided to work with them to give them some exclusive access to the additional technical details we have so that fixes can be developed and pushed out so people can be secured.
WikiLeaks documents allege the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people through microphones on the devices. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives secured two legislative victories as they attempt to scrap and replace former President Barack Obama's health care plan amid mounting intra-party opposition. One crucial vote occurred in the House Ways and Means Committee hours later. The House Energy and Commerce Committee overcame Democratic delays and approved the replacement bill, the American Health Care Act. From the beginning, President Donald Trump has vowed to follow through on campaign pledges he made last year and deliver on the promises made to voters who put him in the White House. Growing differences among congressional Republicans, including on the health care issue, now threaten to complicate Mr. Trump's ability to bring real change to Washington. We get more from VOA's Jim Malone.
Republican divisions have also emerged over the probe into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election. Senator Lindsey Graham wants to be aggressive.
I'm not only going to push for a Russian investigation, I'm going to punish Russia for trying to interfere in our election.
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes favors a more cautious approach.
I know there's a tendency for you all to believe that there's some grand conspiracy here that the Russians, helped elect Donald Trump. And, look, we have an investigation going on that, and we're not going to prejudge anything.
Trump's overall public approval rating remains low, but his core supporters like what he's doing.
The Islamic State militant group claimed this week's devastating attack on a hospital in Kabul that killed at least 30 people. That attack this week was different from Islamic State assaults in the past. The son of former U.S. FBI agent who went missing in Iran 10 years ago is urging the Trump administration to constantly annoy Tehran. Daniel Levinson spoke to VOA's Persian service in Washington on the disappearance of his father, Robert Levinson. I'm
That's
Tommy McNeil in Washington.
World News from VOA.